Of course, Egypt has been much in the news in recent days after Egyptian forces began firing on their own people to try to disperse the camps that had grown up around Cairo and other places in protest against the overthrow of the Islamist-led government. All very complex and difficult because the original election of the Muslim Brotherhood to the leadership in Egypt was questioned. But then the decision to overthrow that government, whether to call it a coup or not, is still a matter of angst for the authorities in the United States, for President Obama. And of course, all the while on the ground, the violence is continuing. We've seen it continuing over the weekend, and you know, many thousands of people are victims, dead and injured. It's a very tricky situation. Of course, one of the layers of difficulty in the Egyptian context is minorities outside of the Muslim majority population. Bob Carr, you might have heard last week, expressing concern about the fate of Coptic Christians in Egypt in this particular context, as well as more broadly in Egypt's sort of wider story. Well, the Coptic Christians in this country are obviously watching with sadness at what's going on in their homeland. 80,000 Christian Egyptians live in Australia. His Grace Bishop Suriel is the Bishop of the Melbourne Coptic Orthodox Church. And we're going to have a chat to him in just one moment. As soon as I find out what line he's on, Yuske, please. 702 ABC Sydney Mornings. We'll speak to His Grace Bishop Suriel this morning. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. First of all, I suppose your reaction overall to what is happening in Egypt.
I think the whole world is in shock, and indeed our community here in Australia is very saddened by the events, not just for the Coptic community, but for Egypt in general, to see it break down into this mayhem and violence is something that we totally are against, all of this loss of life, and we are very saddened that it has come to this.
Do you blame any one side here?
Well, it's very clear that the Muslim Brotherhood, they either want power or they want to destroy the country. And this is unacceptable when over 30 million Egyptians, both Christians and Muslims, gathered from the 30th of June saying that this government does no longer represent the majority of Egyptians and we cannot allow them to continue in power.
Mm. But on the other hand, if Egypt is to take a democratic course, surely the answer is to make those choices at the ballot box.
Yes, but that was the case. And then Morsi began to give himself powers that were not democratic. And that is why over time, the Egyptian people said, no, Egypt is not going in the right direction. And this was not a coup by any means, but this was really democracy at its best, where over 30 million Egyptians got out into the streets to say, no, we cannot have this. This is not what we want. We want a secular government, and we want Egypt to head in the right direction. And we hope that in the coming months there will be a proper democratic process and proper elections, and we have a secular government in place that can lead Egypt in the right direction.
Mm. Can you describe for us some of the incidents that you've been hearing of against Copts in the recent days?
Yeah, this has been an unprecedented attack on the Coptic church in our modern era. There has been over 50 churches that have been burnt or destroyed, attacks on not just Coptic churches, but also Catholic and evangelical churches, attacks on the Bible Society buildings, on several of our diocese headquarters. They barged into the headquarters of the Sohag Diocese. They destroyed three churches. They brought 30 gas cylinders that they set on fire, destroyed the three churches. They attacked the bishop's office there. Luckily, he was safe. In another diocese, four other churches were completely destroyed. A total of over 50 churches that have been attacked. There's been threats against Pope Tewodros II, the new Pope of Alexandria, and death threats against his life, and he's, you know, in a secure place. But, you know, why are the cops being taken as scapegoats when they are an integral part of the Egyptian society? They went along with the moderate Muslims and protested peacefully in the streets. Why is the Muslim Brotherhood targeting the Christians in particular?
Bishop Suriel is with us, the Bishop of the Melbourne Coptic Orthodox Church. Bishop, on the other hand, what we appear to be seeing is a return to the practices of dictatorship and repression that were more familiar with the Mubarak regime. Surely that's not to be desired.
I don't believe that that is the case. I think the military took the correct action at the appropriate time to restore democracy back to Egypt. And I don't believe that we will be returning back to military rule. And the General Sisi has made that very clear, that he has no desire to be in power.
I mean, he was talking about banning the Muslim Brotherhood. Arguably, that's part of the source of the original problem.
Well, it's very clear that this is a terrorist organization.
And so do you think it is possible for Egypt to come back from this incredible violence, you know, on a number of sides, and to have democratic elections?
Yeah, I think Egyptians are resilient people. They love their country very much. And I believe that we have to have hope. And I do believe that we will come back to a democratic process. But, you know, because we were under the Mubarak regime for a very long time, I think all of the people in the Middle East still have a lot to learn about democracy. But I believe that if they are united together, the moderate Muslims with the Christians, that we'll be able to achieve this.
Bishop, thank you very much for talking to us today.
You're most welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bishop Suriel, he's the Bishop of Melbourne, the Melbourne Coptic Orthodox Church, as they say that there have been terrible attacks on their institutions and individuals as well. 80,000 Christian Egyptians live in Australia.